At your first landfall, Ithaca's outer banks, speed ship and shipmates round to the city side. But you make your way to the swineherd first, in charge of your pigs and true to you as always. Sleep the night there. Send him to town at once to tell the news to your mother, wise Penelope, you've made it back from Pylos safe and sound. Mission accomplished, back she went to Olympus's heights. As Telemachus woke Nestor's son from his sweet sleep, he dug a heel in his ribs and roused him briskly. Up, Pisistratus, hitch the team to the chariot, let's head for home at once. No, Telemachus, Nestor's son objected. Much as we long to go, we cannot drive a team in the dead of night. Morning will soon be here, so wait, I say. Wait till he loads our chariot down with gifts, the hero Atrides Menelaus, the great spearman, and gives us warm salutes and sees us off like princes. That's the man a guest will remember all his days, the lavish host who showers him with kindness. At those words dawn rose on her golden throne. And Menelaus, lord of the war-cry, rising up from bed by the side of Helen with her loose and lovely hair, walked toward his guests. As soon as he saw him, Telemachus rushed to pull a shimmering tunic on, over his broad shoulders through his flaring cape, and the young prince, son of King Odysseus, strode out to meet his host. Menelaus, royal son of Atreus, captain of armies, let me go back to my own country now. The heart inside me longs for home at last. The lord of the war-cry reassured the prince. I'd never detain you here too long, Telemachus, not if your heart is set on going home. I'd find fault with another host, I'm sure, too warm to his guests, too pressing or too cold. Balance is best in all things. It's bad either way, spurring the stranger home who wants to linger, holding the one who longs to leave, you know, welcome the coming, speed the parting guest. But wait till I load your chariot down with gifts, fine ones too, you'll see with your own eyes, and tell the maids to serve a meal at hall. We've gods aplenty here. It's honour and glory to us, a help to you as well, if you dine in style first, then leave to see the world. And if you're keen for the grand tour of all Hellas, right to the depths of Argos, I'll escort you myself. Harness the horses, guide you through the towns. And no host will turn us away with empty hands. Each will give us at least one gift to prize, a handsome tripod, cauldron forged in bronze, a brace of mules, or a solid golden cup. Firmly resolved, Telemachus replied, Menelaus, royal Atrides, captain of armies, I must go back to my own home at once. When I started out, I left no one behind to guard my own possessions. God forbid, searching for my great father, I lose my life, or lose some priceless treasure from my house. As soon as the lord of the war-cry heard that, he told his wife and serving women to lay out a meal in the hall at once. They'd stores aplenty there. Eteoneus, son of Boethus, came to join them. Fresh from bed, he lived close by the palace. The warlord Menelaus told him to build a fire and broil some meat. He quickly did his bidding. Down Atrides walked to a storeroom filled with scent, and not alone. Helen and Megapenthes went along. Reaching the spot where all the heirlooms lay, Menelaus chose a generous two-handled cup. He told his son Megapenthes to take a mixing bowl, solid silver, while Helen lingered beside the chests, and there they were, brocaded, beautiful robes her own hands had woven. Queenly Helen, radiance of women, lifted one from the lot, the largest, loveliest robe, and richly worked, and like a star it glistened deep beneath the others. Then all three went up and on through the halls until they found Telemachus. The red-haired king spoke out. O, my boy, may Zeus the Thunderer, hero's lord, grant you the journey home your heart desires. Of all the treasures lying heaped in my palace, you shall have the finest, most esteemed. Look, I'll give you this mixing bowl, forged to perfection, its solid silver finished off with a lip of gold. Hephaestus made it himself, and a royal friend, Phidimus, king of Sidon, lavished it on me. When his palace welcomed me on passage home, how pleased I'd be!